two men, one marketplace, and a challenge. Join the Meeting Tree as they compete to turn $200 into as much money as possible using only Facebook Marketplace, their guile, cunning, and wit. Who will have the most cash come 11:59 p.m. December 27? Find out on the Marketplace.
Sorry for the lack of episode, you, the listener, but I think I have a fairly good excuse.
Go on.
I can't friggin' hear out of my left ear.
Like, still zero?
So last night, I put headphones in for the first time since perforating my eardrum, previous to which I had an insane ear infection, which is so fucked. Like, the way the eardrum perforated is that the pressure in the ear tears the eardrum apart slowly until it bursts.
Slowly.
That's
no good, man.
It was more pain than I've ever felt. Genuinely, like, such a painful thing to happen. I went through 14 endone in 5 days. Do the math. So last night I put headphones in for the first time, and, you know, using my phone, I accessibility mode to, like, rebalance it so that the audio is actually, like, in the middle.
Yeah.
I went 98% left.
All right.
So that's what is required in order to get the stereo image, like, vaguely across.
That's not good.
No. So not a lot of hearing in the left ear right now.
Yeah. And so you have been recovering.
Yes.
From the immense pain.
Yes. My hospice.
And so, yeah. And so I'm assuming with all that downtime, you've made some major moves.
Well, I actually did make a major move. I have made a major move. That was subsequent to the ear infection, or in the early days of the ear infection.
Right.
But I have made some major moves. And I was, like, in Jervis Bay for my recovery. And I did attempt to do some, I was like, this is perfect. As
Sovereign
we discussed.
State.
Okay. Yes. I mean, yeah, there were literally the army was, like, around everywhere because they were doing, like, trials. Like, they were doing, like, games, war games against, like, fake terrorists. And so every single day you'd have, like, the military walking past, you know, your hospice and whatnot.
G'day.
Exactly.
Hospice.
Because, you know, we've discussed that sometimes you get massive bargains because they're in the middle of nowhere. So the person has to drop the price, like, ridiculously to try and attract people there.
Yeah.
But couldn't find anything amazing. Lots of caravans.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, I should come back here in November.
Oh, yeah.
When I've got $7,500, you know.
Cop a C-van.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Drive it back home.
Do you have a tow bar in your car?
I don't know. I'm sure I could get one. I'm sure I could buy one on Marketplace.
Buy one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hectic. All right. So I sold the amp.
Amp's gone.
For $480.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. That's a $130.
Who bought it?
Profit. Older bloke up in Epping.
Mm-hmm.
Empty nester vibes.
Okay.
His kids all play music and stuff, and he plays music as well.
Mm.
And now that they're kind of going to uni and stuff, he's just trying to beef out his collection.
Yeah, right.
And so I thought I'll drive the amp up to him.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Epping.
Nice thing to do.
Yeah, that's a good, what, 45, 50 minutes?
No.
I guess because of all the newfangled, North Connects or something?
Well, I went past
Rhodes.
I went to Dad's place first.
Concord to Rhodes. Yeah, makes sense.
Hung out with him for a bit. I was going to see him anyway.
Mm.
So I was like, yeah, I can just pop up to Epping. That's no problem.
Okay.
I did. And then
I reckon that still, if from your house to Epping is not the shortest drive. Like,
no.
I see Epping on Facebook Marketplace and I usually brush.
We knew we would be taking L's.
Yeah.
For this.
No, totally. I mean, I've drove to friggin' Hornsby.
Yeah, yeah. Which is further than Epping.
Oh, for sure. Hornsby's a mile away.
But for a drop-off as opposed to a purchase.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, but do we need to, like, are they different?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
If anything, you're better served driving further for a sale than for a purchase.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. And we said from the outset, that's like a little benefit we can offer.
Yeah. And so I drove up there. Dropped off the amp. He tried it out. Mm-hmm. He was stoked with it. I may have, said that it was a little newer than it was, but it presented new and it will live forever. So it doesn't matter. They're built to last. It's fine.
Yeah. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed.
Yeah, exactly. Only transferred to a guy in Epping.
Mm.
And as I'm driving back to Sydney from Epping.
Yeah.
Subscribe now at patreon.com/TheMeetingTree or click the locked play button on the Meeting Tree Podcast Spotify to follow the journey.
Follow the journey. Follow the journey. Follow the journey. Follow the journey.